Yes, no, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Well then, as you allow yourself to become more aware of her existence, you then gravitate toward her frequency and become more like her and become her.
Thank you.
It acts as a guideline. Does that help you?
Yes.
Why, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting this future self talk to your future self. It is whatever temperature you want it to be. Cool or otherwise. Number three.
It's a pleasure to speak with you again, Mishar.
And you as well.
Okay, I was wondering if you could shed some light on the topic of manic depression and what it could be done to help a person more towards the direction of getting out of it.
Yes, get over it.
No, not me. Not me, no.
No, I know. I'm just saying, get over it. Now, again, I do not mean to sound facetious. I will explain. First of all, you must understand that many of the kinds of what you call emotional states that then may lead to mental states on your planet, in your society, in your species, stem first and foremost from devaluation of the self. You follow me so far?
Yes, I do.
Therefore, the primary ingredient in all such realignment is the valuation of the individual. They must be allowed to feel their value, their worth, their deservability. They must be allowed to know they are loved, supported, and deserving of nurturing. This can be taught, reflected, shown in any number of creative ways. Of course, it will depend upon the specific individual as to perhaps what way, what methodology, what reflection, what example might be best for them. But it must all hinge, as you say, on deservability, valuation, worth, basic, fundamental worth and value. That's where it must start. And from there it will grow. Because once an individual knows that they have value, and they do just because they exist, because creation does not do anything valueless. So if they know that just because they exist they have value, they can begin to add the building blocks of any other specific way in which they may wish to express the idea of their value. Is this making some sense so far?
Well, I thought I had a different opinion on what that could have been caused by.
Yes. All right, well, do share.
Could it be possible that my mother has hybrid children?
And so how would that be a direct cause?
Taken away from her.
And so what would that imply?
I don't think I quite understand what you mean by imply.
Right. The idea of perceiving that you are in a situation in which you are out of control means you have no value. You understand?
Yes.
It means you are devalued in your own eyes, in your own definition of yourself. But the only reason an individual would react that way in any given situation is if they have already been given the building blocks of those definitions, and those blocks have already been put in place so that their proclivity would be to assume the victim position, the valueless position, when they are confronted with an issue of power. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
So that must be replaced. Those blocks of devaluation must be torn down. Blocks of valuation must be built up so that they will respond differently to any such circumstances, be they earthly or otherwise. Then and then only will they be able to determine how they wish to participate in any such thing, and they then can see that they have the ability to choose more equally, in a more balanced way, what kind of effect any such interactions would have on their lives and what they can do about it. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
Does this help you?
Actually, I was wondering if I asked one more question.
That was a question. So I suppose you can.
All right. I was wondering if you could tell me the names of my hybrid